Morning Watch. Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church. Week 4. A Proper Prayer Life for a Proper Church Life. Wednesday. Related Verses. Exodus 28, 29 through 30. So Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel in the breastplate of judgment on his heart when he goes into the sanctuary, for a memorial before Jehovah continually. And you shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be on Aaron's heart when he goes in before Jehovah. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel on his heart before Jehovah continually. Hebrews 1, 1-2a. God, having spoken of old in many portions and in many ways to the fathers in the prophets, has at the last of these days spoken to us in the Son. John 8:12. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Luke 1:78-79. Because of the merciful compassions of our God, in which the rising sun will visit us from on high, to shine upon those sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Hebrews 12:2a. Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun in you a good work will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Related Reading. The 12 names on the breastplate included 18 of the 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. The remaining 4 letters were put on a piece called the Thummim. The Hebrew word Thummim means perfecters or completers. Thus, on the breastplate, with the additional piece called the Thummim, all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet could be found, just as the 26 letters of the English alphabet on the keys of a typewriter can be used to compose a word, phrase, sentence, or paragraph, so the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet on the breastplate and the Thummim could be used to spell out words and sentences. The Urim was an illuminator inserted into the breastplate underneath the 12 stones. In Hebrew, the word Urim means lights. The Urim had the capacity to contain oil for burning, and the fire used to burn this oil came from the altar. This Urim had 12 illuminators, one to illuminate each piece of stone on the breastplate. Then the transparent stones could shine with light. When the Urim and the Thummim were added to the breastplate, they caused it to become the breastplate of judgment. Whenever Joshua needed guidance concerning the move of the people, he had to go to the high priest, who then received guidance from God by means of the Urim and the Thummim. Thus God spoke through the Urim and the Thummim. Both the Urim and the Thummim typify Christ. The breastplate typifies the church. Therefore, the Urim and the Thummim added to the breastplate typify Christ added to the church. The 12 precious stones in the breastplate typify the believers, the components of the church, inscribed with Christ as the letters of the spiritual alphabet. According to the book of Revelation, Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. Since he is the first letter and the last, he is no doubt all the letters in between. This means that Christ is the alphabet used to compose words, sentences, paragraphs, chapters, and books. The letters inscribed on the 12 stones in the breastplate typify Christ as the letters in the heavenly alphabet. The Thummim was a completer, a perfecter of the letters on the breastplate. This indicates that no matter how much of Christ has been inscribed into us, we still are not complete. Some letters, something of Christ, are still missing. We need the completing Christ, the one who bears these missing letters. The Urim, added to the breastplate, caused the 12 precious stones to shine. The important point here is that even with all the stones inscribed with letters signifying the believers inscribed with Christ, there was still something missing. Hence, there is the need for the Christ typified by the Thummim to be added to the church, the breastplate. Often the leading ones in the church realize that no matter how much the saints in their locality have been experiencing Christ, or how much of Christ has been inscribed into them, something of Christ is still missing. Therefore, we need Christ as the completion. Furthermore, no matter how much we have experienced Christ and have had him inscribed upon us, we will still be in darkness if we depend on ourselves. We need Christ as the light, as the Urim, to be added to the church. Even though we may be rich in the experience of Christ, something of Christ is still lacking and can be made up by him alone. We should never think that we have exhausted Christ. No, he is inexhaustible. We need Christ to be added to us. When this missing portion of Christ is added, we have the completion and the shining.